dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today on the Franciscan calendar, we celebrate martyrs, St. Nicholas Pick and companions, who died in the year 1572. If I'm not mistaken, that's right, 1572. They were killed for their adherence, their refusal to deny two doctrines of the Catholic faith. They were killed at the hands of Calvinists who had risen up and taken over the city of Gorkum in Holland. And they were asked to deny the faith on the points of the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist and the primacy of the successor of Peter, the primacy of the Pope. And in particular, their anger was directed against the guardian of the Franciscan miners in that town, Nicholas Pick. But there were others with him, including an elderly priest of 90 years old. All of them were killed. There were 11 friars minor, 4 secular priests. Let's see, 4 secular priests, 4 priests of other religious orders, and 11 friars minor. Their murders were, the murder of these witnesses to the faith was brutal. They were first thrown in a filthy dungeon and then taken out and hung by ropes. Some of them did not die immediately, but were left for hours. St. Nicholas Pick, after being abused, was hung up, but they wore out the cord enough in trying to get him up and get the cord up over a beam that it did not hold, and he fell to the ground. He was unconscious, but to either to make sure he was dead or simply to inflict more pain and suffering on him, they burnt his hair, his eyelids, and stuck a torch in his mouth. He wasn't dead, and when he came to, he did his best to rally his brothers, saying that he would be willing to suffer that and much more for the sake of Christ and the truth of the doctrine. The ferocity with which they were killed makes one wonder what kind of spirit motivated their torturers. Is that just simple human depravity or some sort of satanic hatred? The fact that they were killed for these two particular doctrines is interesting, however. The Eucharist and the Pope. Now, the Eucharist is, of course, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. In fact, that was the doctrine which Nicholas Pick particularly preached upon, and none of his adversaries, deniers of this doctrine, could really answer him on theological grounds, and so they chose to kill him instead. And then, of course, the Pope is Christ's own choice for the chief shepherd of his flock on earth, and St. Peter, the one whose faith Jesus identified as the rock upon which he would build his church. So this hatred directed against Nicholas Pick and his companion martyrs is really a hatred of the Catholic Church, which is the Church of Jesus Christ, founded by him, and the truth of salvation entrusted to her, this church, which of course also is the mystical body of Jesus Christ and the bride of Christ. So Nicholas and companions preferred to remain faithful to Jesus Christ and all of the truth that he imparted to the church. And in the end, then, they won this crown, the crown of martyrdom, and the certainty of a place in heaven with our Lord. Our Lord said, he said, the truth will set you free. That's usually the phrase that's cited. The truth will set you free. But he also qualified that. He said, if you remain in my word, then you will be my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But it's conditional. If you remain in my word. And Nicholas Pick and companions were given an opportunity to save their lives on earth by simply denying these two doctrines. Had they done that, however, they would not be remaining in Christ's word. They would have gone out and exited. They would have denied the word of Christ. And in doing so, lost the truth that would have set them free, that did in fact set them free. Free from sin and death. So, brothers and sisters, let us take inspiration. St. Nicholas Pick and companions are not the only martyrs that the church has produced. In fact, they're just a few of the many, many, many thousands. On this day, the church also celebrates a number of Chinese martyrs, over 120, I think, or 120 Chinese martyrs that died over a span of many years. But they too represent only a small fraction of the many who have preferred to forfeit their life on earth in order to retain that life that is promised to us in eternity if we only remain in the word of Christ, faithful to his commandments. And St. Nicholas Pick and companions did that until the last. And our Lord said, he who perseveres to the end will be saved. So, brothers and sisters, we find ourselves also in an age that's increasingly hostile to the truth of the church, to this or that doctrine that doesn't please some people. And our defense of the truth may incur or bring upon us the wrath of some without the church, from without the church, and even from some within the church, brothers and sisters, sadly. But let us look to these martyrs and to their courage and to their fidelity as the example that Christ would have us follow. He who himself laid down his life to save us, to tell us the truth that his Father sent him to reveal to us. And let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of all martyrs, and Virgin most faithful, to help us choose the truth over convenience and even over life itself, if necessary. Praise be Jesus and Mary.